Bank is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CBNS Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's. Plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Looking for reliable business broadband services? Partner with WOW Business for fast, robust, and secure communication solutions. Whether you're a small, medium, or large company, WOW Business has bundled plans tailored to fit your needs. Get business internet for $34.99 a month when you add a phone line. WOW Business. We help you keep your business moving forward. Visit wowforbusiness.com and bundle to save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The feedlot in Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The feedlot in Pike Road.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Guys, welcome back in. 5 and a half minutes after 10 o'clock.
Who sings this, Baron?
Talk, talk. It's my life.
Talk, talk. I'm a good better singer than the Gwen Stefani version,
yeah,
I think.
I do, too. I think it's a better version. I like the No Doubt version.
I do, too.
I really like it. Partially because, you know, I love Gwen Stefani.
You know, if we hadn't had this conversation off air first, y'all could have stumped me on this because found one thing about music that I didn't know.
Really?
I didn't know it was a cover.
This was about 1985.
Yeah. She didn't change much.
No, I know.
I mean, they kept the background music nearly identical.
Faster.
Yeah,
to beat faster.
It's a great song. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. That is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. It is the 18th anniversary of 9/11. We sort of covered that our own little way this morning, or at least my little way. I don't want to taint you with that, you guys with that. The Lexington last in North Carolina last year went exactly as I thought last night went exactly as I thought they would. Republicans won.
Were any seats that were up held by Democrats?
No, one was vacant because of some electoral shenanigans.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Alleged.
Yeah.
Alleged. You know anyone that worked on that race?
Nope. Don't know a thing about it.
Well.
And the other one was because...
You know what I say? You win it by any means necessary, even if it's ballot harvesting in a state where that's illegal.
Well, you know.
You win, you win.
And the other one was because Walter Jones passed away.
Yeah.
So they were technically both vacant.
Yeah, I guess they were. You know, the other guy's dead.
But one because they didn't, like, because they
didn't
they said, hey, we need to do it over.
Yeah. It was a do-over election.
Yeah.
They spent tens of millions of dollars. You remember when Jack Ossoff ran over in Atlanta?
Yes.
And their $50 million were spent? I think you and I talked about that. You're like, why are they doing this? I was like, I guess on that, you write up your dream plan, and then you blow the other $20 million. Because they were blowing money in that
you
race.
You know, I bet you that he wishes that he kept some of that. Yeah. Because he's now running for Senate. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I bet he wishes he kept some so he could appoint a friend of his to be the head of a 501c3 and donate all the money to the 501c3 and then get hired as a contractor. I'm not recommending it.
Right. Not that that happens.
But if Richard Shelby dies with $15 million in the federal election campaign account, let's see where it goes. Let's see where
it goes. You could spend it. You could take it home and spend it.
Yes.
Well, you still can.
I think Bill Dickinson did.
You still can. You just have to wash it through a 501c3.
Right. You didn't
first.
Even used to have to do that, though. You could just write yourself a check.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever the balance was yours.
Yeah.
Well, glad they changed all
that. Glad they cleared that up and made you file some paperwork for
it. Yeah, exactly. You still get the same money. You just got to jump through a couple of hoops.
I'm going to be the head of the, Richard Shelby, will be the head of the Richard Shelby Foundation.
Yeah. Well,
I will pay myself a handsome salary of $15 million a year, and then we'll close it down next year. I don't know that he'd do that. Richard Shelby seems like an honorable guy, an honest guy. Two candidates battling for the seat Republicans have held for decades. I like how they act like the Democrats never had a chance now. Right. But the last 2 weeks, they've been saying the Democrats are finally going to blow Trump a loss in one of these specials. You know, every time there's a special, they lose. The Democrats do. Mm-hmm. They don't win these special elections very often. Doug Jones notwithstanding. But that was Kay Ivey's fault. Kay Ivey brought us Doug Jones. Kay Ivey brought us a Democrat senator. Kay Ivey brought us one step closer to having a Trump, a Supreme Court nominee, ousted. Because
scuttled.
She decided to change the election date, much over the objection of this radio program, proving that we can't stop her from doing it. It's true. There's a Mrs. Monopoly now.
There wasn't always?
No. Mr. Monopoly now has a niece named Mrs. Monopoly.
A niece?
Yes. She is a self-made investment guru.
Wait.
Yeah.
The dude with the monocle?
Yeah.
He now has a niece?
Yes.
Who's
he never married, and you know what people say.
Wait. Who's self-made?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me introduce you to my niece.
Right. So, yeah, no help from Unc over there, huh?
Uh-uh.
Park Place and Boardwalk and all the hotels?
No, doesn't have a thing.
Okay, just make it. They have the same, they do have the same last name, Mr. Monopoly, Mrs. Monopoly.
They do.
Or Miss.
It's MS period. Ms. Monopoly. But let me say this for the feminists. MS period is the greatest thing that ever happened.
Yeah.
Because no longer when you're addressing a woman do you have to guess.
All right, same.
You don't have to look and say, you're old enough, you should be married by now. Isn't that right? Mrs. Thompson. And she goes, it's Miss. Oh, sorry. I wouldn't marry you either with that attitude.
Sorry, I didn't realize you're a spinster.
So, yeah, her name is, let's see here. Oh, yeah, Mrs. Monopoly. Ms. Monopoly. Excuse me, Ms. Monopoly. A video distributed by Hasbro introduces three teenage girls who are working on inventions. 16-year-old in Ireland who's working on an invention to detect harmful dyes in soft drinks. Hint. All dyes and soft drinks are harmful dyes and soft drinks. 13-year-old.
It's called yellow number five.
Yeah. 13-year-old working to detect lead in water. Now, that's, you know, big lead.
Yeah. Where's she based? Flint, Michigan?
16-year-old working on an invention to detect sinkholes before they collapse. Send her to Pike Road, would you?
Mm-hmm. Or Florida.
Hasbro sends a first edition Ms. Monopoly game to each of them, and when they open their gifts, they find a personalized letter from the company, and they find that all of the Monopoly money is actually cash.
Well.
The cash is explained in the letters to help him bring the inventions to life. There's nothing wrong with this in concept. Here's where I have a problem with Ms. Monopoly. Because we used to have an Auburnopoly game. We had IUopoly.
Dogopoly.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with this in concept. Here's where I have a real problem with it. The game rules, as set up by the Monopoly Corporation, Hasbro, when a man or male player or a young boy passes go, he collects $200.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the old do not pass go, do not collect $200.
Right.
That's because when you pass go, you collect $200. The female participants in the game, if you're a young girl playing against your brothers or a young girl playing against your father or a woman playing against a man, you get $240. You get a 20% bonus by virtue of missing a certain appendage between your legs.
I thought they'd have made it like, 165 because, of the pay scale gap, right?
And that's what they should have done.
Right. So the niece here, she gets the 20% bump.
Yes.
Her last name's Monopoly.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's my uncle.
God, it's been a while since I've had a 20% bump.
That's what I was just going to say.
I'm totally self-made over here. My uncle, Mr. Monopoly.
In the on the front of it, she has a blazer on. She has her hand on her hip, and she's holding a coffee drink in a white cup.
Is the punchline here that the thing with the lead thing is to detect, because they want lead in the water? Like, she's a lead advocate? Because then I'd buy it.
Big lead.
Well, she's into lead.
She loves lead. She's a big lead girl.
She's trying to make super predators, Baron.
Thank you, Miss Clinton. Oh, this is my favorite type of story. I got to cover this. It's my favorite type of story, and if I don't do it now, I'll forget.
Where'd you get it? Conservative Treehouse?
No, I got a hot air.
Huh.
You ever go to hot air?
No. Is it cool?
Yeah, it's a decent website. It's a little...
No pun intended there, huh, Jack?
It's a little corporate.
Hot air? Yeah. Is it cool?
It was a Michelle Malkin website. She spun it off and...
Oh, okay.
I think Salem Communications bought it.
Something grifter money? So she's a self-made person, right?
Yes.
Malkin.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
Her husband writes everything.
Yeah. You mean Ms. Monopoly.
Yeah. All right, this is a great one. This illegal immigrant hosts a town hall. He's from Guatemala. He's been here 15 years. He has 5 children. He hosts a town hall. His name's Roland Gramajo. And at the town hall, they were going to provide help with translations, locating legal services, open lines of communication with immigration officials. So he invited ICE to the town hall. He invited ICE to share their stories on working to find solutions with the immigrant community.
And now he's on a bus back to Mexico.
That's what I was going to guess.
Anybody want to guess what happened at the end of the town hall?
They arrested him.
They're being illegal.
They arrest everybody or just him?
Just him.
Nah. I kind of have a problem with that.
Why? Guy was trying to get illegals and give them help on how to stay illegal and go undetected. He stupidly invites federal immigration officials to it, and they arrest him.
That part is stupid, but when you've been here that long...
Well, I agree with that, Jack.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I mean, and a lot of the... Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of this stuff is just...
I mean, okay.
A waste of time and money.
If you've murdered somebody and you've gotten away with it for 15 years, I mean... The body's probably already rotted by now underneath the back patio, right?
Baron, who among us?
Who among us has it? At a 15-year-old corpse dug up by coyotes. It happens, people. It happens. It happens. Our number, 272-9228. That is the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Jack Campbell, seated to my right. Dave Mowry to my left. Baron Coleman here pushing buttons, doing my level best to make us sound good.
And blue-haired Donna Brazile on the television.
Yeah, she's on the Fox News on the monitor there. I cannot believe they hired her. Globalists and corporatists at Fox News. We'll be back.
The
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch. An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what Green Track, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, Green Track will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now Green Track and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And in Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it, or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALA Home. Mortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, equal housing lender. Guys, welcome back in 19 minutes after 10 o'clock. I have Jack Campbell and Dave Mowry in the studio. Baron Coleman here with you. We're all happy together again.
I'd like to do a shout out to my sister-in-law who's driving back to South Carolina.
South Cackalack?
Uh-huh. Be careful. It's a jungle out there.
Quite literally. Does she have to go down that stretch of Highway 20 that goes like 200 miles and there's nothing on it?
I don't know. I've been to Columbia, but I can't.
I had to drive to Goldsboro, North Carolina one time, and on my way, I met someone from Goldsboro, North Carolina, and you know him, and I'll tell you who it is in a second. Wow. I don't want to say it on air. But I was stuck. I was shocked. I was like, I got trapped in Goldsboro for 2 weeks one time. It was hell.
He's
like,
yeah. You've told that story.
He's like, yeah, that's why I don't live there. It was hell. I mean, that place sucked. Anyway, I was on that interstate, whatever. I think 20. It's 20.
It's 20.
There's nothing on it. It is beautiful pavement.
Nothing.
And I swear, this was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon because I had to be there that night. And I wanted to get there, you know, in a decent time to get in and get a shower and get to bed. And so I'm there like 4 in the afternoon on a weekday, and there's not a car within 2 miles of me either direction. Not on the other side of the road, not on my side of the road. Perfect, most beautiful blacktop ever. And I thought, Strom Thurmond was in the Senate for like 200 years. This is what you get. You get interstates where you don't even need interstates.
Well,
those are the good old days.
It connects Atlanta to Augusta to Columbia to Goldsboro. But yeah, I've driven almost every inch of I-20. It ends somewhere out there in West Texas, past Dallas. Do you know that, Jack? Past Fort Worth. That's where I-20 ends.
I've taken that road to Dallas.
I have too.
Yeah.
So I've driven.
But I haven't gone past Dallas.
Right. I've driven to Fort Worth.
That doesn't count.
But it ends like out there, like where Permian Basin and all this.
Yeah.
But every other inch from there all the way to, you know, North Carolina, yeah, I've driven on.
Ugh.
It's a long road.
You can't drive on all of it right now.
Not a lot on it.
You can't drive on all of it right now because half of it's shut down through Birmingham.
True.
Red Top.
Yeah, you know, I've been on that stretch of I-22, and it is a long ways of nothing. You got to go out to New Mexico, Arizona to find that deserted of space on the interstate, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I would like to maybe change the subject and ask you about what's going on with Purdue Pharma. Today they were supposed to have given the deadline.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. They have declined the offer from the state's attorneys general, and they're going to be proceeding to trial. It's my understanding.
They were supposed to file for bankruptcy.
Well, they're going to have to get bankruptcy protection, correct? But they'll still have to go to trial to determine how they're going to divvy up that money. The bankruptcy.
Yeah.
I mean, the estate will go. The bankruptcy estate will go.
Yeah. Well, so in other words, they did not accept the offer
correct.
Of all the attorneys generals in the state.
Correct. They did not.
Wow. How come these damn people aren't going to jail? I can't figure that out. This company is responsible for more deaths than probably any one entity other than a war, and seem to accept or...
Red Top. I'm going to give you a couple guesses as to why they're not going to jail.
And I know they're billionaires.
I was going to say, I'll give you three. All of them don't count. It's money.
Yeah, but it's very true.
Some Alabama hospitals filed a lawsuit yesterday against Purdue Pharma, the Sackler family individually, CVS, Walmart, and Walgreens. They would go against Rite Aid, but they don't exist anymore. 23 hospitals served as plaintiffs.
Eckerd?
Or Super X. Eckerd.
I worked at Eckerd.
Did you really?
Great job.
Yeah. The illegal drug business doesn't even come close to touching any of this stuff.
Oh, God, no. And they know it. Everybody knows it.
And, you know, like OxyContin, it's kind of like now we have the Juul cigarettes and everybody getting sick from them.
Well, they're not getting sick from those. We covered that on the air yesterday, too. You need to listen to
them. I know you did, but my point
is... getting sick from vitamin E acetate inside homemade marijuana cartridges because we won't think enough ahead to make marijuana legal in this state and just go ahead and have healthy alternatives. We want to make sure people get sick.
Yeah.
Well, the smoking it ain't exactly healthy either. Vaping it is the key. I mean, vaping it is wonderful. But you gotta...
let me make a point about the smoking. I have yet to hear the American Cancer Society or any lung or breathing association even mention marijuana as a lung hazard. How about you guys?
Well, they do.
They do, but the thing is, marijuana these days, you don't have to smoke very much of it. So a hit or two, you're good.
But also, because it's still federally, it's a Schedule I drug.
Yeah, so they're not going
to... So they can't really say... You know,
here's how much you
chronic,
can smoke.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, appreciate your call. It's a good call.
No, no pun when I say chronic smoking of marijuana.
No, you meant there's a clear pun intended there. Alabama hospitals file lawsuit against opioid makers and distributors is what we were just talking about. I'll give you one example in one county. Kaneka County. You know where Kaneka County is?
Yeah, of course.
Evergreen,
yeah. Barron. Do they make sausage there?
Home of the greatest sausage on the planet. Which Dave once poo-pooed on this program.
I was going to say, I've come around.
Have you?
Dave's a convert.
Oh, big time.
Kaneka's amazing.
Big time.
Yeah, it's
yeah, it's like the greatest invention in Alabama history.
If Alabama's known for nothing else, we should be known for Kaneka sauce.
Correct.
I mean, I will say...
Like Swiss chocolate.
We allegedly helped put a man on the moon.
Yeah.
One of those dudes Bubkes. Invented, like, you know, what do you call it? Like, where you
peanut butter?
Well, sure, but no, the like Listerine. Where you what do you call it? Disinfectant.
Oh yeah,
you know all that. I mean, we got a lot of inventions here in Alabama.
First gynecological surgery,
Fame Studios, all that.
Kaneka. Tide.
Kaneka trumps them all.
Laundry detergent.
You know what I learned yesterday?
That from Alabama?
I think some professor at Alabama
did not know.
No way, and that's why it got the name.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that, but I did learn yesterday that Bill Battle is the guy that invented collegiate licensing.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. Which is genius. That basically,
well, Bear
Bryant was like, Bill, I ain't got time to do all this crap. They want me to endorse these potato chips and all. You come down here and handle it. And he was like, well.
Tide was introduced in 1946.
Well.
the background. Let's see here.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, that was always the rumor when I was in college.
I don't think that's true. Okay. Procter & Gamble.
A friend of mine told me that he used to go to games with, on his antenna, roll of toilet paper.
And Tide.
Tide, right. Roll of toilet right. paper. I always thought that was pretty slick.
Conecuh County, Alabama, 6.3 million opioid pain pills distributed in Conecuh County alone in 6 years.
That's there's a like million 8, a year. 8,000 people in the whole county.
Yeah. Yeah. 67 pills for every single Alabamian just out of Conecuh County, one county over a 6 year period. 6.3 million opioid pain pills. CVS in Conecuh County distributed 2.6 million of those pills and never once looked up and thought, huh, seems like a lot. Will someone look up how many people are in Conecuh County? I'm going to do a little math.
We seem to be filling a lot of these prescriptions for OxyContin.
Conecuh County, Alabama.
Conecuh.
County, Alabama. I'm looking for a population here. Because that would be
13,228.
Yeah, 13,228. So let's do a little mental math here via the calculator. Remember when your professor said you'd never have a calculator in your pocket?
How many people there? 13,000?
13,228 as of 2010.
I would probably say 10,000 of them are above 60.
Well, I was going to say, I would guess it's actually what? Probably like 11,000. I mean, they probably lost population since 2010.
That is 79 pain pills per person. Is that right? Per year.
Remember, don't ask me to do math.
Okay, so we take 1,000,005. That's the 1,050,000. That would be how many per year. Divide that by the number of people in Conecuh County.
Men, women, and children.
Yeah. That'd be 80 pain pills per person per year in Conecuh County.
That's not many.
I mean, have you eaten, well,
I haven't had 80 pain pills, yeah, ever.
And you've had major surgery recently.
Yeah.
80 per person per year.
Yeah, I mean,
you know there are a lot of people that don't take them.
Right.
There are
right.
a lot of children and you know, small right. people there.
There's probably like the population of people actually getting these. I mean, let's say it's 1,500.
Right.
Or 2,000.
Yeah. Obviously, someone was selling them, and CVS was
think
allowing
so?
It to take place. Yes.
Once you've had Dilaudid, nothing else is good.
Is that a good one?
I don't know. My God. They shoot it through your IV.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Mean, it's a pain pill?
It's a
painkiller?
It's
is it like the Mac Daddy?
It's better than
like
morphine.
I mean, by better, you mean it does a better job managing pain?
Yeah.
Emotional and physical?
Yeah. I would highly recommend it. I wanted to bottle it and take it home.
I'll tell you an example I had of that, and I think I've told this story on air. I don't do well in confined spaces or heights. So like an MRI machine on the top of a building, I'm out. But I had to have an MRI of my head when I was in the hospital years ago. And a guy came in, there's a nurse, there was a woman came in. She said, all right, we got to do an MRI of your brain. And I looked at her and said, I don't know if this is going to work. She said, well, just be in and out. Just take about 30 minutes. I said, all right. So she goes to wheel me in there. And I thought they were going to give me something to relax me, right? Because I told her, I'm not into this. I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to push me into the MRI machine. Both arms go out. I said, I'm not going in there. It's not going to happen. She's like, we'll get the doctor to order you something. Take me back up to the floor. Sit on the floor. Lady comes in about 2 hours later. Said, all right, we've got to do the MRI. I got something that's going to relax you. I said, okay, good. She said, you want 1 milligram or 2? And I was like, 2. And into my, I had a PICC line at the time, right into the old heart.
Yeah,
it was Ativan, IV Ativan.
What is that?
It's like a relaxant of some sort. Okay. I don't know. Relax the hell out of me. You could have buried me in a coffin 6 feet under the ground, and if you'd have kept that pump of Ativan going, I'd have been fine. I mean, you could have buried me at the bottom of the ocean. I've been like, that's cool.
I had Dilaudid once, Jack. And it was, I had an acute attack of, like, a gallstone gallbladder attack. Mm-hmm. And it was, I mean, just the, feels like a grenade went off under your rib cage, basically.
Ugh.
And they gave it to me. And I was like, all right, I feel better. Never give me that again.
Yeah.
It's
really?
So good.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't even want to know that it exists. I felt so, I mean, I went from, like, climbing the walls and writhing in pain to, like, hey, this is pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
So the hospital, right? Yeah. Am I going to stay here? This is nice. And when it started to wear off, I was like, seriously, I said to my wife and to the nurse, I was like, I'm like dead serious. Don't give me anything that strong again. Like,
it's just too much.
Yeah. I mean, I just didn't want to like, I didn't want to like it.
I've heard of it.
Well, it's scary. And I mean, it's one of those things.
The cool thing about it, though, is you can't get it except if you're in the hospital. And so nothing is ever going to work that good.
I didn't know that.
Oh, man.
But I mean, it was the very first time that I ever understood, like, people, you know, so, because I mean, a lot of it, you know, if you're a certain type of person, you go, well, how could you get hooked on that? Well, how could you take that? How could you get hooked? I just never understood it. I understood that day, my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not available. So once you've had that, nothing else is as good.
Well, we're talking about all these hospital and health things. Your employees, they need health insurance, or they're not going to be able to afford any of these good drugs. You got to get Cornerstone Managing General Agency on the phone, guys. You're probably, if you're not using Cornerstone Managing General Agency, if you're not a client of Greg Wren or one of the great people over at Cornerstone, you're probably paying too much for your health insurance benefits. You just are. I don't want to be the one to make you pay too much. I want to be the one to help you find a solution. And the solution is get Cornerstone Managing General Agency on the phone. CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Or you check them out on the phone itself, 356-1502, 356-1502. Cornerstone MGA, Greg Wren, they'll dispatch somebody to your office. Real quick meeting, 30 minutes, an hour at the most. Come back with some solutions for you. Come back with some solutions. It's really, really something special. CornerstoneMGA.com. We'll be back.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, 567-4223, on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are mixed after a new reading on the economy indicates prices at the wholesale level increased slightly last month. The producer price index rose 0.1% in August. The reading is still tame, but economists were expecting no change. Dave & Buster's Entertainment shares are losing ground, down 9%. Though its earnings were better than expected in the summer quarter, the restaurant entertainment chain is lowering sales expectations for this year. RH, the former Restoration Hardware, is rounding. Shares are up more than 1.5%. Its summer quarter was stronger than expected, and it's optimistic about this year. Peloton, the interactive exercise machine company, is getting ready to go public. Barron's Magazine says after it sells stock, the business could be valued at more than $8 billion. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Everybody's sick of the heat, but really there's no significant relief in sight anytime soon. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. And again, those triple-digit heat indices, 100 to 105. Rain chances just about nil, maybe 10% at best. Friday, high 96. Widely scattered storms Saturday, a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Guys, welcome back in.
They tell me I'm too
Dave Mallory sits over there. Jack's over that way. I'm over on this side. What about people that don't know what our studio looks like think our studio looks like?
I'm going to guess that they think it's a little bit more opulent than it is.
Not quite as much crap laying around.
Right. They don't think it's a dingy attic.
They don't think it's a big dump.
It is a depository for junk.
Well, I would say we don't do it, but Dave brought a computer in about 4 months ago to still sit on there.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll help him.
Much to Bo Holt's chagrin.
Maybe we'll help him. Did you ever get to him and talk about price or anything? So he's always buying all that old stuff.
I know.
Our number 272-9228, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, wide open. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, in addition to being a generous sponsor, has knocked it out of the frigging park. With the bacon carbonara.
God, it was good.
I had it yesterday, Jay.
Oh, you'd never had it?
Oh, I've had it.
The sandwich?
No, the bacon carbonara pasta.
Oh, that's got to be
Have good. You had it?
Not yet.
Have it. Please.
I had that sandwich that's so good that has the bacon and the chicken.
Yeah. The carbonara is so rich and delicious. And it's
eggy.
Thick and eggy.
Eggy.
Somebody said to us yesterday, they said, I don't like the eggs.
Yeah. Well,
wrong.
Then don't get the carbonara. Get the shrimp a la mode. Get the mushroom ravioli. Get the cheese ravioli with meat sauce, which is on the new menu, by the way.
I mean, what if only we had a world-class Italian restaurant right here in the neighborhood.
We have a world-class Italian restaurant right here in the neighborhood. It's like right over there. I'm pointing at it. Actually, I don't know where I'm pointing.
Correct. We have no idea where we are when we're in here.
Jack,
but
which way is Midtown Pizza Kitchen? Is it that way? It feels like it should be
that
way.
It's that way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen that way?
Yeah.
No.
It is.
I was pointing exactly backwards.
Yeah.
How about that? Where's the interstate? Over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Going down the stairs.
Yeah, you're right. So if the interstate's over there, I was pointing to Costco.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or like Arrowhead Country Club.
And I'm pointing.
You're pointing at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Right.
Okay.
Due west.
This is good radio.
It is. It really is.
And I'm Jack West.
Go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, get the carbonara with bacon this week. I'm going to have it at least one more time, maybe two more times, because I might have it today again. I wanted to get the big old dinner portion, but I settled for the lunch portion yesterday because I'm trying to shed a couple. I'd lost like 25 pounds, and I put 7 back on.
It happens.
So I got to get rid of those 7 again. So I've been, I haven't eaten anything today. Took my vitamins, and I've had no food. Nothing but water. But by the time noon rolls around, I'm going to kill
it. You take a bunch of vitamins on an empty stomach, though. It's kind of...
You got to take a bunch of water with it, or else you're going to get a little sour stomach. FBI has arrested two top FEMA administrators. Turns out Donald J. Trump was right. Imagine that. It's like he's got a time machine or something. He's got a habit of being right all the time. Corruption being part of Puerto Rico's problem with the relief funds? Well, yeah.
Shocker.
Nailed it. Imagine that, corrupt Puerto Rico. FBI arrested one of the top administrators of FEMA and the CEO of a contractor company on wire fraud and bribery charges, along with a lower-level FEMA official today for fraud and bribery involving Hurricane Maria relief. Contractor got a $1.8 billion contract for rebuilding Puerto Rico's notoriously unreliable electrical infrastructure. Problem is, he had to bribe an official to get it. That is the allegation. Now, all people are innocent until convicted.
Right.
Damn, Karl Rove's getting old.
Yeah.
Looks like Dick Cheney just there.
Yeah, he looks older than that. You've been to the 9/11 Memorial in New York? They just showed a picture of it.
I have not.
I haven't either. It's just, they kept the footprints, right, of the two buildings?
Is that right?
I don't know. I've seen pictures of it. I'm assuming that's what it was.
I have a friend who went there, and I won't name her because she's from Montgomery. She's funny. And she got a cabbie to take her over there. And she knew New York pretty well, and he's going around the world. And she said, you're not going the right way. And he started blah, 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 blah. And so she said, you ought to know where it is. Your people bombed it.
Oh, whoa. Hey, now. Coming in kind of hot, huh?
Yeah.
Man.
Jeez.
Wow.
Oh, he's great.
Did she say that or she just embellished the story?
No, I know this woman. She said it.
No. She said it.
Yeah, don't say her name on there.
I'm not.
We mentioned Big Pharma a moment ago. A new and shocking poll, ladies and gentlemen. Americans hate government, but not as much as they hate this industry. Anybody want to take a stab?
Pharma.
Big Pharma. And considering Big Pharma runs government, government runs Big Pharma, it doesn't surprise me that America would hate both. Pharmaceutical industry is hated slightly more than big government. Ranked last in favorability among Americans, according to a new poll conducted by Gallup, the lowest net positive rating the pharmaceutical industry's had since Gallup began keeping polls in 2001. They are a negative 31.
Huh.
27% favorable, 58% unfavorable. You know what the number one industry is?
Don't tell me medical.
No, it's not medical.
Because a lot of people trust their own doctors.
I'll give you five. But, I'll give you five. You pick. Ready? Right. Banking, sports, farming, travel, restaurants, groceries.
Banks.
You would be wrong.
Okay.
The number one most favorable industry.
Most favorable farm.
Restaurant industry.
Really?
Net 58 positive, 66 total positive, only 8% negative. You want to be well-liked, run a restaurant.
If you want to go broke, run a restaurant.
Well, that's true, but don't you know that's true? Have you ever known a restaurateur that people don't like? I mean, look at the Branco family. They're treated like royalty around here. Everybody loves when you go into Chappie's, and Will Meacham over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Dimitri
was like a celebrity before he got into office. Everybody loves restaurateurs.
The Deeps, who ran the Sahara.
You know why? I think I figured this out. It's such a tough business, and people know how hard you have to work to make it, and how many businesses go under, that when you do make it, they really
people
truly
have a lot of admiration for you.
They do. They truly respect you.
Will Meacham.
I said Will Meacham, yeah.
Great guy.
Number one industry, restaurant industry, computer industry 2, groceries 3, farmers 4, travel 5. Other industries around here that you might be curious about. Banking actually had a net positive, plus 25.
God, I don't know why.
They don't listen to this program.
No.
Education was down there, plus 10. Legal, plus 8. Oil and gas, plus 3. Healthcare, minus 10. Federal government, minus 27. Pharmaceutical, minus 31. So healthcare and pharmaceutical not doing well for themselves. And part of that is because everybody's sick and everybody goes broke trying to get healthy.
Saw Charlotte Meadows this morning.
Yeah, how is the soon-to-be representative?
Looks like I lost weight, and I held up my fake leg, and I said, well, you know, when you lose 15 pounds.
You've lost more than that, though.
I know.
You do look like you. How much total did you lose?
About 40.
About 40?
Yeah. Well, I needed to. I mean, a picture of me weighed 9 pounds.
Jack, stop it. Topic.
Jack, you are so funny.
I was standing on a street corner the other day, and the cops were up by and said, hey, break it up.
You are so funny.
ASE Credit Union. Get by there if you need someone who looks at your credit score and the entire person, not just the number. They look at your story. They look at who you are. They look at, you know, where you're headed, what your dreams are, what your hopes are. They look at all of you, not just the number on the page. You go to a lot of these big banks, they just look at the number of the page, next, next, next. Go to ASC Credit Union, they evaluate the complete person. They also have those Kasasa checking accounts, absolutely 100% free checking accounts that give you money at the end of every month. 3% cash back on purchases, up to 4% APY. You can see stores for details. They got some great, not no strings attached, no catches. These are legitimate financial tools that allow you to write checks out of it. The one is like having a CD that allows you to write checks. That's kind of what that one is. And the other ones are just a checking account that use your debit card for groceries and gas or whatever, and you get 3% cash back every time. I mean, you got credit cards that are on TV averaging 1.5% cash back and act like they're doing you a favor. Well, they're stealing money from you as far as I'm concerned. ASC Credit Union is giving you 3% cash back. Federally insured NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender. We'll get back to the phones in a minute. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman. News and views on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Back after this. You always live your life, never thinking of the future. Prove yourself. You are the move you make. Take your chances, win or lose. See yourself. You are the steps you take. You and you, and that's the only way.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. 567-4223 on the web, ALAHomeMortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To the top of the hour. Bunch of hippies. Riley Manning, paintingpainting.com, 799-1284. That's my man, Riley. One of the most decent, honest, honorable hardworking, nice people you'll ever come across. And I am not just saying that because he advertises. I'm saying that because time after time after time, I run into customers of Riley Manning. Some of them haven't used him in 10, 20 years because he put on a good coat of paint and needed them. But that's going to be the first person they call the moment they need a paint job because everybody loves Riley. He's just a doggone good guy. And if you want a guy like that, and if you know a guy that's that good, you know he's going to be an honest businessman. He's going to do a good job. He's going to paint every house like it's his own house. That's what you need with Riley Manning. 799-1284. You check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com. But you're going to walk away, and you're going to be proud to know a guy like Riley. I'm telling you, you're going to be proud to know a guy like Riley. 799-1284. 799-1284. RileyManningPainting.com. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Ethel.
Good morning. I was just going to tell you and your listeners about the boat lift of 9/11.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but they saved more people than they did at Dunkirk. And what happened when the people were escaping the Twin Towers and all the buildings around, they went down to Battery Park. And the Coast Guard put out an SOS. Anybody with a boat, come to New York and get people. And they lifted 500,000 people off the ground and took them to New Jersey and to other parts of New York that day.
Wait, what? 500,000 people?
500,000.
Just because they couldn't get off the island?
Correct.
They just
correct.
Needed. They need to get back to New Jersey or to Long Island or somewhere.
They could not get past the Twin Towers. But if you go on YouTube,
didn't they shut down the tunnels and bridges?
Yes,
probably.
That's why the people were strapped.
Yeah, I got you. So they needed boats to get them across the water. How about that? That's interesting.
They needed boats, and they said that there were so many boats in the harbor that day that the men that run the ferries and the tugboats, I mean, anybody with a boat, they begged to go down there to pick people up.
Wow. Ethel, this is amazing. I didn't know any of this. I had never heard of this. And I'm not going to say I fact-checked you, but I did look it up. Because frankly, it's 18 years later. How have we never heard of this? This is amazing.
I knew it a couple of years after 9/11, 2001. But nobody ever talks about the heroics of everyday people. Men that took the call, and they didn't say, "Or is your boat safe?" They asked, "How many people can you get on your boat?"
Yeah, this is pretty crazy. From the New York Post, on this year's anniversary, one relatively unsung 9/11 story deserves retelling. Story of how ordinary citizens who risked their lives to save more than 500,000 people trapped in the southern tip of lower Manhattan. Rescue effort that will become the largest water evacuation in recorded history. After the first of the towers collapsed, there was widespread confusion and panic. We were suddenly at war. We didn't know what was coming next. Tunnels, bridges, highways leading out of the island of Manhattan were shut down. There had never been a plan for how to conduct a mass evacuation for the most populous city in America. That was unthinkable. For the first time in more than 100 years, the only way on or off the island of Manhattan was by boat. And then unexpected saviors came to the rescue. American mariners. Started slowly as random boats and ferries already in the water voluntarily turned around and started loading people, as many as possible. It was instinct that worked. Patriotic Americans not wanting to leave each other stranded, vulnerable, whatever was coming next. Coast Guard puts out the come and help, and Ethel said, in all, nearly 500,000 people were evacuated that day, more than the 339,000 rescued at Dunkirk. Some 150 different vessels, crewed by more than 800 American mariners, improvised and successfully executed this extraordinary feat of bravery. That is bananas.
That's unbelievable, Ethel. Thank you for bringing that up. That it is so rare 18 years on that you hear a 9/11 fact that you didn't know, and I did not know that, and it's an amazing story. Thank you.
Well, I just wanted to share it.
Thank you for calling.
Nobody ever talks about it.
No, you're right. And that's why I've never heard it.
And one more little quick thing. I was excited that the two Republicans in North Carolina won.
Well, weren't we all?
Their congressional seat. That made me feel good, but I don't know.
MAGA.
The man amazes me in that he takes bullets every day. For me,
mm-hmm.
I'm just an average American, and he's out there fighting for me. Unlike the Democrats that are fighting for every other nation in the world or all the other people but me.
Yeah.
And it amazes me that people can't see it. But it's just a fact. But the news inundates people with how bad Trump is every day, every day. And it's just craziness.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I appreciate it. That's an excellent call.
It really was a great call.
It was a great call. I had no idea that took place.
I didn't either. I was like, there's no way 500,000 people. That's a lot of people.
Hmm. Where the hell did they take them?
New Jersey?
New Jersey or Long Island or Queens?
Brooklyn.
Long Island.
I knew a guy from Brooklyn one time. I didn't know he was from Brooklyn. I knew he sounded kind of New Yorker, but it wasn't that Manhattan oidy accent, you know? So I figured he was kind of maybe upper middle class.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, how'd you end up down in Alabama with that Long Island accent? And he looked at me like he was going to kill me. He said, it's Brooklyn.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's the same island.
I was going to say, like, technically, same thing.
I was like, that's the same island. He's right. Like, no. There's Brooklyn, there's Queens, there's Long Island. I was like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Right, but like the island.
Yeah, the island is called Long Island, right?
I mean, like you might have like some lines on it, you know? Imagine Harold.
I love to hear those people talk.
What about like Jackie O? Did you like her accent?
You never could understand
her. I was going to say, did she have an accent?
Yeah.
She was like Breathless Mahoney.
Yeah. She had that, she had a Manhattan accent.
Hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah. Jackie, where was she from? She's from Manhattan, didn't she? She sounded like she was.
That's right. But she's posh, you know? She's upper crust.
Well, that's...
She's a Bouvier, you know?
That's right.
Not anymore.
No, she's not. Have you ever heard of Edie Beal?
No.
That was her...
she was born in Southampton.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Black Jack Bouvier was her name because he was Black Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy Onassis.
Yeah.
Bouvier being a noted Irish name, right? Was it O. Bouvier when they moved here? Mick Bouvier?
I'm not sure.
Mick Bevere? I mean, like, you know, or did they change it?
Who's this?
Hey, fella. Before you hit 11 o'clock, I didn't get called back long ago when y'all was talking about the medicine, the Dilaudid. That can go back. That's what healed your boy, the left-handed guitar player. That he finally got a doctor to give him the right medicine for his stomach. And he was coming off the heroin, and they didn't need it no more because he was showing you didn't need the heroin, and he wasn't pushing it for him. That's the main reason he's dead is because they didn't need it no more with the heroin. So the Dilaudid cured his stomach problems, but see, the thing about the pills, you can't take them and get high. They'll stop your stomach hurting, but you have to crush them up and shoot them up just like you do the Oxycontin to get messed up like you do in the hospital. Huh. But you can't get them pills right now on the street.
Randall knows more about
the drug trade.
The drug trade than he should. Moderately concerned, Randall.
He's very well connected with the underworld.
I'm just kidding, Randall. We appreciate the intel. Man, we've had some great calls today. We'll take some more on the other side of the break if you want to get in. 272-9228. We're gonna have some fun.